The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. The cross which we commemorate today is a reminder of Christ's humility and his obedience to the Father. It was humility and obedience that opened the gates of heaven. It was humility and obedience which secured salvation for humanity. If Christ, who had every right to think highly of himself and even to refuse the cross, his death and suffering, if he had that right and still chose humility and obedience, how much more do we need these two virtues? And how much more good can God accomplish through us if we inherit these virtues, if we practice them day in and day out? But humility isn't self-debasement or thinking that we're lower than dirt, but rather humility is seeing the truth of who we are. That we are men and women, sons and daughters, made in the image and likeness of God, and we pale in comparison to him. Before God, we are nothing, but to him, we are everything. And we have to hold these two ideas in tension. And it's only then that we can practice real obedience to God's will and fulfill the plans he has for us. My brothers and sisters, whenever we see this cross, let it be a reminder not just of Christ's death, but also of his humility and his obedience to the Father, obedience even to death.